Well, good morning, everybody, and we want to welcome you and every one of you to this encouraging series of messages that we've been talking about. We've been sharing this with you during this global pandemic, coronavirus episode, event, whatever you want to call it. Normally, we would be sharing this from our little church on South Mays Road in Wichita, Kansas, but because of the restrictions placed on us by the state government, and because of our health concerns also, the social distancing, the concerning for the health care of the elderly and our church members, we're sharing this online now. And that can be a good thing too, because we're now able to take this message not only to all of Wichita, not only across the state of Kansas, but we've even seen visitors as far as New Jersey and as far west as the West Coast, California. So because of this virus, because of this pandemic that's been going on, we've taken to social media. And now, think about this, that we have the ability to share this message, to go out to the whole world, to encourage people and to give them hope. And I guess what I'm trying to say is this morning that if you feel like sharing this message with somebody else that isn't in our community or isn't in our town or can't get out to attend a church, feel free to share this with just anybody that you'd like to. Because even our little baby church on South Mays Road that we talk about a lot, we're reaching the whole world now. And so if you want know anybody that you want to share with them, I would go ahead and share with them. We need to understand this, that the church, no matter how big or small, is the hope of the world. The church today is the hope of the world, and it's the message of Jesus Christ that we bring to the world. So now this coronavirus that we've been talking about just a little bit, the crisis, we're all going through it. We are, you are, many of us are, and really it's just turned the world upside down. Everything's just kind of gone crazy. Businesses are closed, schools are closed, churches are closed, you know, all the best possible resources that we have right now is what the government and the doctors are telling us is to stay home. To stay home in your house, to isolate yourself, to cough in your elbow if you have a cough, and of course to wash your hands. And so in the meantime, when we're doing this, when we're being obedient to that, our emergency fund, if you have one, it's dwindling and dwindling quick. Unemployment is either non-existent or it's still on hold. We don't know where it's at. Stocks are going down as fast as we can see them. Weights are going up faster than that. And everything just seems to be moving in the wrong direction, not in the right direction. Millions of people are out of work right now. Businesses are closing for good, some of them possibly. The news channels, they're saying one thing. The internet is saying something else. Everybody who's anybody who has an opinion or is known for anything, has an opinion on what is the correct response, what is the correct resource, what is the correct action for this. And so you might be thinking today, who can we trust? Can we trust anybody? And so you have no idea in your lifetime, you know, in your life, when are you going to go back to work? When am I going to be able to go back to work? You know, how do you respond to something that you have no control of? You didn't cause it, you didn't do anything, you have no control of it. And it's as this, you know, everything that we've depended on, your work, your income, your family, your friends, all of a sudden, just in one day, it seems like they've been taken away. Maybe you're a single mom and you're living at home, or a single dad and you're living at home with a few kids. And all of a sudden, your reach that you've had is all just taken away. Maybe you're elderly and you're afraid to go to the grocery store. You believe in all the news that you see and you're afraid to get out of your house. Maybe you're young and you're just first married and you're living away and you're in another state and your parents and your family and your friends, they're at a different location. And you're just not sure what to do in this kind of situation. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, how in the world are we going to get through what we're going through? You've heard that statement from me lately. How in the world are you going to get through what we're going through? And these are legitimate questions. These aren't questions of people that are fear, that are afraid, or anything like that. These are legitimate questions. And so today what I want to do is I want to give you some encouragement. Through this series that we've been going through, I've been wanting to encourage you. I've been hoping that I've given you some hope, and this morning I would like to continue to give you some hope. Now, right now I want to share with everybody that we are going to get through this. And so I hope that you would see this and understand this, that the Bible is going to show us how to get through what we're going through. And the one way that you do that, and probably the only way, is you get through what you're going through by trusting somebody that's been through it. And can I say that again? You get through what you're going through by trusting somebody that's been through it. Can we at least agree on that? You get through all of these things by going through it, by trusting in somebody who's been there, and that somebody is putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It's as easy as that. It's as simple as that. And I'm not talking about like the faith that you might have in your spouse, which is good, but the faith that you might have in your spouse. I'm not talking about the trust that you give to your children, that it's a little bit on edge. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a much deeper faith. I'm talking about a faith that stretches you a little bit, that you have to work at. We talked last week about your faith is like a muscle. You have to work it out. You have to stretch it. Sometimes it can be painful at times. It can be difficult at times. But it always works. I'm talking about the faith that's going to get you through a crisis. Not a hard place, not anything like that. Through a crisis in your life. And I'm talking about today, we're talking about making tough decisions. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is by trusting in God and bringing Him into your life. And He's going to help you to make those tough decisions. He's going to get you through what you're going through right now. And I'm talking about a faith and a trust that's going to be more than just this pandemic, more than just what we're going through right now. I'm talking about a faith and a trust that's going to get you through life. I'm talking about a God that you can trust to get you through your life right now and in the future. So it's found in the Bible, and if you would, please open up your Bible. We're going to be in the book of James. It's in the New Testament. So open up your Bible to the New Testament. James is going to be chapter 1. Today what we're going to do is we're going to focus on verses 5 and 8. So if you would, please open your Bibles to James chapter 1. Verses 5 and 8. And before we read that, I want you to know today, but you know, we're going to be talking about making choices in our life. And we're going to be talking about making tough choices in our life. Because many of us are going to have to do that in the days and the weeks ahead. And life is just about making choices. And sometimes it's about making tough choices. Every day that we go out, we have to analyze the situation that we're in. We have to look at everything. We have to evaluate everything. And then we have to make choices on that. And some of those choices are just preferences. I would rather eat at this restaurant than this restaurant. Some of these choices, they build character because they're difficult choices. But trusting in God makes these tough choices so much easier. So I want to define this. Before we get right into our scripture, I want to define what a tough choice is and what a tough choice isn't. Because a tough choice, it's when one choice isn't more favorable than the other choice. It's not an issue of choosing good or bad. It's an issue of choosing possibly two positive things. And you'd be okay with either one of them, but it's choosing two positive things And it's a tough choice. You have to make that choice sometimes. It would be like Disneyland, Florida, or California. It's a tough choice, but it's not a, it's a choice that you can make. And it can be a good choice, but it's a tough choice. Or it can be a tough choice between two negatives also. That's kind of what we're facing a lot right now. You can only go to Disneyland, but you can only take one grandchild. That's a tough choice. It's going to be difficult to make. It's a decision that many of us are going to have to make. This coming up in the future here, we're going to have to make decisions like, do we sell the extra car? Do we sell the spare car? Do we downsize into a smaller house? Do we get two jobs? Or for many of us here, you know, do we continue to work and risk our health? Do you work your job and then do you stay at home and draw unemployment? Those are difficult decisions. And if you find yourself in that position and you need some input from somebody that's been in those positions before that can help you make those decisions, what you need is you need somebody that has a lot of wisdom. You need somebody that has a lot of wisdom. And so you need wisdom in your life. So if you would, please open up to James. James chapter 1, verse 5. Let me read this to you. And it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. It says, but let him ask in faith, not with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, says he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Trusting in God. Trusting in God today. It's not only during this pandemic that we're talking about this, but it's in life. It's choices and decisions have to be made all of our life. Difficult, hard decisions have to be made of our life, and some of them can really be tough. Many of you have already made some of these decisions in your life and in the middle of this pandemic, and we've already had to do that. And as life goes on, I'm sure that there will be more decisions that we're going to have to make, tough decisions, and decisions that we're going to have to make on our own. So you put your faith and trust in God. You trust Him in what He says. When life gives you lemons, what do you do? You say, you know, how do I get through this? How do I get through what I'm going through right now? We need wisdom. We need wisdom in our life. We need some guidance here. And the Bible tells us, it says, ask God. It's as simple as that. Ask God for wisdom. Verse 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach. And so as we're going through some things here, you might want to write these down and take some notes. But number one, the key to getting through what we're going through right now, number one is to get wisdom, ask God. Just simply ask Him. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask God. So when I trust in God, He gives me wisdom. That's what I need in life, you know, to make those tough decisions, to make those difficult decisions. Now, the reason that we don't have God's wisdom is only because we don't ask for it. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. You want to be happy in your life? You want to be blessed in your life? Ask God for wisdom. Proverbs 3:13, and you don't need to turn there, but it says, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. That blessed, when we see that in the Bible, that means happy. It means a happy person, a person that has wisdom. You want to have a happy life, you need wisdom in your life. You want to have a blessed life, you need to have wisdom in your life. And ask God, and ask Him in prayer and supplication. Go before Him and just prayer, and in earnest prayer, just talk to Him and ask Him for wisdom. Help Him tell it. Just lay out your situation and cry out to Him and ask Him that He would show you. And so right now, many of us, we're going through that. We're making tough choices. We're having to make tough choices right now regarding our jobs, regarding our health, regarding our children, regarding our finances. And these are difficult decisions at times. And the Bible says that if you want to be happy with your choices, ask God. Ask God what you should do about that. And you and I mean, we need help making these decisions. We need help making these tough decisions. Because right now, in our lives, in our body that we're living right now on this earth, we're imperfect at this time. We can be swayed about our decisions. We have these flaws in our character. We care a lot about ourselves. And so we possibly make decisions on possibly fear instead of facts. We might make our decisions on public opinion because we don't want our friends to make fun of us for the way that we're acting. Or it could just be a lack of understanding because we've got so much information in the information age, it's hard to determine what information is really good information. But when you trust God, when you ask Him, it says He gives freely, abundantly, without reproach. That just means that it doesn't matter if you're a brand new Christian. It doesn't matter if you go to church every Sunday. It doesn't matter if you give or you don't give. He gives freely to those who ask, to those that love Him. He's not blaming you. So the first key in gaining wisdom in our life is just to ask God that He would give you wisdom. And the second key is this. Believe God. The second key is believing in God. And when you gain wisdom, it's more than just going and praying to God and say, hey, God, I need some wisdom, and hopefully He'll download, you know, a bunch of wisdom to you. It's more than that. It's more than just asking for favors. I'm in a tough spot here, Lord. Can you get me out of this place? It's more than anything like that. When we believe in God, it's believing that He hears. Believing that I ask and believing that He hears and believing that He's going to implement a plan into my life. Believing that it's trusting and being obedient to His word. Once you pray to Him, it's believing that He's going to respond. Believing He's going to take action in your life. Believing He's going to put something, plan in motion. And it's in applying His life to your word. It's living that life. John 13:17, the Bible tells us, and Jesus says, that if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. And so did you catch that? This is Jesus talking. Here's what He says. He says, now that you know these things, He's talking to His disciples. He said, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you what? If you do them. See, the blessing comes when you do them. The happiness comes from doing them. And He says, if you do these things, and you're not blessed by simply knowing this information, and you're not blessed by gathering all the information in the Bible and having it in your head. You're not blessed by just having that information. You're blessed by, now that I know that information, here's what I can do with it. And then you will be blessed. And a lot of people know the Bible and they aren't being blessed by the Bible. You're blessed if you do it, which is Christ's words Himself. And so a lot of times in our lives, you know, we only believe parts of the Bible that we actually practice. You know, we say we like the whole Bible. We say, yeah, we believe the Bible. We say that we're Christians and everything. But it's important that we practice what we preach. It's important that we do that. And you gain wisdom by repeatedly doing what God has asked you to do, what God has shown you how to do, by following God's word. 2 Samuel 22:31, and it says, this God, speaking of the Messiah, He's saying, this God, His way is perfect. It's not that it's good. It's not that it's preferable. It's not that it's nice. It's not that it's easy. It's not that it's any of those things. It says, His way is perfect. And sometimes, you know, in our lives, what we do is we just say, you know, well, Lord, I don't see how this is possible. I don't see how this is going to work. It just doesn't make sense to me. Well, we're supposed to believe in him. Believe that he can do what he can do. Believe that he will do what he says that he will do. And we still argue and we say, Lord, it just doesn't make sense. You know, I saw, you know, saw this in my other friends happen, and it just doesn't make sense. How's it going to work out for me? And he says, believe in him. This is that word when we say believe in him. It's like we have to put it into action. We have to trust, rely, and cling to him. And we come to the Lord and he says, well, everybody else, that's what they're telling me this. And everybody else is telling me that. And the Bible is telling us to believe in him, to trust in his word, to put it into action. Don't just say, I believe, but to put it into action. When you have a difficult decision to make, we need to remember this. God's way is perfect. So, Lord, how do I deal with this situation? Well, the answer he's going to give you is perfect. It's good. It's best for you. And God's way is perfect and God's way is true. So we should ask God, I've got a tough decision to make, Lord. I'm not sure which way to go, and I just don't really understand. Please give me the wisdom so that I will make the right decision. Ask God, and then number two, believe God. And the third key in unlocking wisdom in your life, making those tough decisions, is rest in God. Rest in God. We've looked at everything, we've analyzed everything, we've prayed about everything, we believe that he will do what he says he will do, so it's time to rest. It's time to take it easy. Back to James, and it says in verse 6, it says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. So let me read that again. It says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Do you know what the opposite of no doubting is? Complete trust. Like, I brought this to the Lord, I've turned this over to the Lord, and I'm going to see what he's going to do. It's having complete trust. It's resting in God. Well, I've turned this over to the Lord, and whatever will be, will be. It's resting in God. You've asked him for wisdom. He says he's going to give you wisdom. Now rest in that. So today, right now, when we talk about this, and this is difficult for us because we're in a season of crisis right now. We're in a season where it seems like the waves are crashing over. We're in a season right now where it seems like the torrential winds are blowing to and fro, and they're taking our thoughts and our trust and our opinions with them. 6 weeks ago, the country leaders, they were saying, don't worry too much about this. This is not going to be that bad. It's going to be okay. 2 weeks ago, the country leaders are saying, run and hide, isolate yourselves, stay inside as much as possible. Tomorrow, we don't know what it's going to bring. We don't know what's going to go on. But God's ways, listen to this, God's ways are not our ways. God's ways are not our ways. His plans are always perfect. His plans for us are always perfect. They may be hard, they may be challenging, they may be all of those things above, but they're always perfect. So rest in God and be at peace. The Lord has this. This didn't take him by surprise that the Lord has this. And I believe and I know and I with all my heart that we're going to get through this. And we're going to come out stronger. And we're going to come out closer together. And we're going to come out with more wisdom. Because we're going to be asking him. And so let me give you this little scenario as we do this in our life and we make tough decisions. And see if you kind of recognize this in your life. You know, you've got a tough decision coming up in your life. It's going to be a difficult one. And not everybody's going to be happy with your decision, whatever it might be. It's going to be a rough choice to make. And then you decide. You choose your decide. Which one you're going to do? Am I going to go this way? Am I going to go that way? Am I going to go this way? Am I going to go that way? And finally, you make the choice. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go this way. And then the minute you make that your choice, you start questioning yourself. Well, God, I hope I made the right choice. You start doubting yourself. God, I hope that was the right thing to do. I hope I didn't make anybody mad. You start second-guessing yourself. You start agonizing over it, too, because you've made the decision already, but you start agonizing over it. Did I do the right thing? Did I make the right choice? And there's few things more miserable in life than thinking that you might have made the wrong choice, second guessing yourself on the choices that you've made. Some of us in our lives, we're pros at that. Some of that is we are just pros at self-inflicted torture into our life, into the decisions we've made, years and years ago even, that we're still just carrying them with us. And some of you are really, really good at torturing yourself at that with self-doubt and second-guessing yourself. But you know what God says? And this is my translation. He says, that's dumb. He said, don't be doing that. He wants you to trust him. He's told you to trust him. And he wants you to trust him. And he's not saying, let me prove myself. He's saying, I want you to trust me. Even when it looks bad, even when it looks scary, even if you don't see a way out, even if you don't see the light out at the end of the tunnel, he says, I want you to trust me. Because what that does in your life, right now, even today, it frees you from second guessing yourself. It gives you the ability to say, okay, Lord, this is yours. Whatever you do with it is whatever you do, because I know your plans are perfect. And it sets you free. So remember these three keys in the upcoming weeks and the days and the months that we have ahead of us. Is number one, ask God for wisdom in your life. When you have a tough decision to make, and maybe the spouse isn't going to be happy about it, or maybe the children aren't going to be happy about it, or maybe your employer or employees aren't going to be happy about it, ask God for wisdom. Go before him and say, help me make this decision, Lord. Ask him for wisdom and believe in God. And trust that he's there to help you with that. Trust that he's going to be with you in that. Trust that he's going to go through that with you. And expect something to happen. Believe that you've turned it over to him and that he's going to take action on it. And then three is rest in it. Just let go and let God. You've turned it over to him. It's in his park now. It's in his inbox right now. And just rest in that. Because he can handle it. You can't give him too heavy of an issue. He can handle it. But just rest in that. And let me give you one last bit of encouragement, and then we're going to close just a little bit. But let me just, if you guys think like I think in this, the next coming days and the next weeks and the next months, there's going to be some challenging decisions that we're all going to have to make. Some of you are going to make some really, really hard decisions, and I know that and I understand that. And they're not choices of what is good and what is bad. They're not easy choices like that. These are going to be difficult choices. These are going to be choices that are going to take your family down a difficult path. These are going to be choices that are going to take your work career on a difficult path. And it's going to be challenging. It's going to be hard. And I share with you this, and I talk to you about this, and this is one of my favorite verses, and you should have it memorized by now, but it's Romans 8:28. Write it down, put it on the refrigerator, remember it. Romans 8:28, and it says that, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who called according to his purpose. For those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who called according to his purpose. Here's what that means today. Here's how we apply that to our life today. We've got tough choices coming up regarding work. You need to make a decision about your finances that are coming up. You're looking for wisdom. You're not sure you understand regarding your marriage or your family or your situation. So the Bible tells us to, first of all, ask him. Ask him for wisdom. Come to him in prayer and supplication. He tells us, number two, to believe in him, trust, right, rely, and cling to him, hold on to him, and rest in him. Letting go and letting God do what God wants to do in your life. Because he says in there, he says, for those who love me, this is my paraphrase, for those who love me, for those who count me as father, for those who call me Lord, whatever tough decisions that you make, and he says, whichever way you go, he says, I can work with it. I've got this. You want to go this way? I got you covered. I'm there with you. You want to choose the other way? We can do that too. Because I'm there with you. We can go through this. When you have that tough decision to make, and you're saying, I don't know how to choose. I don't know if I can choose. Do I choose this? Do I choose that? Which one am I going to choose? And both are equally good or both are equally bad. Which one do I choose? Both are equally painful and you just don't know what to do. Know this, that when you make that decision, God says, I can work with it. He says, I got it. Whichever way you go, I can do this. Romans 8:28 says, for those who love God, all things work together for the good. For those who are called according to his purpose. All things are going to work together. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, and I'm not going to say it's going to be smooth or anything like that. I'm saying you don't have to fret about your choice. Because God's going to walk you through that if you fervently go before him. It doesn't matter. Even if you think you made the wrong choice, God says, I can work with that. I can get you through that. We can do this. So my friends, I just want to encourage you and assure you today that you can't choose wrong if you choose the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you, and as we struggle in our decisions, and if we know that we're getting ready to go through some difficult times, Lord, we thank you so much that you are there for us. We know even, Lord, that your son, he said, Father, if there's any way that this cup passes, but not my will, your will. He asks, and he believes. And he rested in you, just as we pray that you would in us. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.